Blog
he
Talk
says,
Radio.
I've won.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. Welcome to G-Money's Gregory's Stories. And I'm G-Money. Welcome to today's radio show. Now, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about the NFL football. Week 10, we just completed. So, let's talk NFL football. Well, all right.
What's up, G-Money?
This is week number 10. What's up, DJ? How you doing, man?
It's all good in the hood. Week number 10.
All right.
So we already went over game number one, which was last Thursday. The Panthers beat the Falcons 25-15. You bet on Falcons and over, but it was Panthers and under. So first game on Sunday. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So game number two on Sunday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Seattle Seahawks 21-16. You bet on Seahawks and over, but it was Buccaneers and under.
Yeah, I can't believe that the Seahawks let the Bucs beat them, especially at home, because they were playing, Seattle was playing at home, and they let the Bucs beat them at home. All right, well, That's two losses for me to start week 10. All right, let's go to game number three on Sunday.
All right, game number three. Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears 31-30. You bet on Bears and under, but it was Lions and over.
Yeah, wow. I really can't believe that the Bears didn't play well and that Detroit actually came off their butt and played good enough to win. So I think that's Detroit's first win this season, if I'm not mistaken. That's win number one for Detroit. And that's like the third loss for the Bears, because the Bears were playing pretty good this season. Okay, so that's another loss for me. So that's, what, three losses for G-Money?
Three losses. No wins, three losses, correct.
Yeah. No wins, three losses. Come on, football. Get it together. All right.
Game number four, Miami Dolphins beat the Cleveland Browns 39-17. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and over.
Yeah, that was a prediction. I could have went to the sports book on that one. That was a guaranteed win for me. All right, Miami gives me a win. All right, so that's one win and three losses. Let's go. Let's go.
Game number five, Tennessee Titans beat the Denver Broncos 17-10. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Titans, but under.
Yeah, well, that's all right. The Titans gave me a win. What was the score of that game?
17-10.
Oh, it was close. All right. Denver, well, they scored a touchdown and a field goal. They have to get some more points on the board. They're not scoring enough. Okay. So that was a win for G-Money. So what's that, two wins and three losses? All right.
That's right, two wins and three losses.
Game number six. Game number six.
Game number six, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Buffalo Bills 33-30. You bet on Bills and over, but it was Vikings and over.
Yeah, that was a good game, though. I saw that game. I watched that game from start to finish, and it was close. It was like Buffalo almost won, and then they went into overtime, and Minnesota ended up winning. It was a good game, though, so it was like a Super Bowl game. So if you watched that game, you weren't disappointed because they had both teams. Had good defense, they had good offense, and it was a good game. So I wasn't disappointed that my team lost because I really like Minnesota also. So it wasn't bad because both of my teams played well and both of them looked good. So I was happy with the results. All right, but that was a loss to G Money because I bet on Buffalo to win. That's three wins and four losses.
That is two wins and four losses.
Oh, two wins. Okay. All right. I got to start getting some wins in there now. All right. Come on. Game number three or six, game number seven.
Game number seven, the New York Giants beat the Houston Texans 24-16. You bet on Giants and over, and it was Giants, but under.
All right. Well, that's all right. That was a win for G Money. So that's another win for G. So what is that? Three and four right now.
Three wins, four losses. That's correct. Game number eight, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-17. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs but under.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Chiefs didn't score more points than that against Jacksonville. That's really upsetting. The Chiefs have almost the number one offense in the NFL, and they couldn't score more than 17 points against Jacksonville? Come on now. I guess they took it easy on Jacksonville. But Jacksonville almost won. So they almost got beat by a sorry team. All right. Well, that was a win because I picked Kansas City to win. So that was a win for G Money. So what's that, four and four now? Four wins for G Money and four losses.
Four and four. That's correct.
All right.
Game number nine.
Five.
Game number 9, Steelers beat the Saints 20-10. You bet on Steelers and over, and it was Steelers, but under.
Wow, okay. Well, that was a good game. I wouldn't have bet on that one because both of the teams were sorry. So it was a matter of who's going to show up and who's going to play well. So I guess the Pittsburgh Steelers showed up and played well. And the Saints didn't show up at all. All right, well, that was a win for G-Money. So that's 5 wins and 4 losses. So let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Las Vegas Raiders 25-20. You bet on Colts and over, and it was Colts and over.
Yeah, you know, and the Raiders almost won that game. They got all the way down to the fourth quarter and then lost the game in the fourth quarter. They just pooted out. I don't know what's wrong with the Raiders. They get all the way to the fourth quarter and winning the game, and then they fall apart in the fourth quarter and let another team win, especially when they're at home and they're losing at home in Las Vegas. That's bad. That's really bad. So the Raiders are 2-7 now. What kind of record is that for a home team? Man, that's bad. All right. But it's a win for me because I bet against the Raiders. So what is that, 6-4 now?
Right, 6-4. Game number 11, the Arizona Cardinals beat the Rams 27-17. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Cardinals and over.
Yeah, I can't believe that. The Rams just didn't show up for that game. I couldn't understand that. And I think they played in Arizona, too. That was Arizona's home team, home game that they played.
No, they played in L.A.
They beat the Rams. They played in L.A., and L.A. lost? Oh, man. I think that's why I bet on L.A., because they were playing at home. So I thought they would have the advantage. They would play good at home. So they got beat at home. Oh, that's bad. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So that makes me 6-5 going into game number 12.
All right. Game number 12, the Green Bay Packers beat the Cowboys 31-28. You bet on Cowboys and under, but it was Packers and over.
Yeah, I can't believe the Packers actually beat the Cowboys. They almost lost it, though. That game went into overtime for the Packers to win in overtime. And Aaron Rodgers finally got a couple of receivers that could catch the ball. So he had some pass completions that set him up for the win against the Cowboys. But the Cowboys got their quarterback back. They got a receiver back. And they got a running back back. And they still couldn't beat the Green Bay Packers. They almost did, though. But it wasn't to be. So I lost that one because I thought for sure I didn't even want the Cowboys, but, you know, I bet on the Cowboys anyway because I thought the Packers were just going to be without any offense. Came up with some offense and won the game. So that was a loss for G Money. And normally I bet on Green Bay, but this season, I can't bet on Green Bay. They don't have any offense. Their firepower is not to be had. So, all right. Well, that was a loss for G Money. So that's what, 6-6 now?
That is 6-6. That is correct.
Man, I can't believe I lost six games.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that was the Packers. Yep, 6-6. Game number 13, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Chargers 22-16. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers but under.
What was the score of that game?
22-16.
Chargers couldn't score more than 16 points against the Packers.
Mm-hmm. 49ers. Against the 49ers.
Against the 49ers, yeah. That's really bad. Chargers are supposed to be a good team. They're supposed to be winning the Western Conference. The Western Division is supposed to be their winning.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're going to make it to the playoffs now. They lost too many games. All right. Well, that was a win for G-Money because I bet on the 49ers to win. So I was 7-6 going into Monday night. And Monday night is going to be who's playing tonight, Monday night? I should be winning tonight.
Tonight?
I should be.
Tonight, it's the Eagles, the Washington Commanders playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. And they're giving the Commanders a lot of points, so nobody's really expecting them to win.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Eagles because they're undefeated, and they should be 10-0 after tonight. So go ahead, Philly. Play the season out, going undefeated until you go to the AFC Championship game, and then we'll see what happens. Are they in the AFC? Yeah. No, they're in the NFC. They're NFC East, right? They're in the same league with the Cowboys. And they're in the same league with the
Giants, Cowboys, Commanders. Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, and the Commanders are all in NFC East.
Oh, so Minnesota, the Vikings ain't in their division.
Vikings are in the NFC North with the Green Bay Packers, the Lions, and the Detroit Lions and Chicago Bears.
Oh, okay. So they're in first place in their division in the North. All right.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm 7-6. Going into game number 14 tonight. So I think Philadelphia will win tonight. So I'll be 8-6. Still too many losses. Six losses. Wow. That's really bad. I can't wait to talk to my brother and see how we did on the picks because I know he didn't pick as good as I did. So we'll see. See what happened with my football pool on his side of town. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. Until tonight, when the Philadelphia Eagles play the Washington Commanders, and we'll see if Philadelphia continues their undefeated winning streak. So we'll see what happens tonight if they go 10-0 in week number 10. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I'm G Money, and that's it for G Money Sports Report for today. Now, I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a woman that lived in the house with her son. And she had to go upstairs to wake her son up to get him ready to go to school. And she climbed the stairs and she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed so you can go, because you got to go to school, don't you know?" And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school today. I've worked long hours last night, and I'm tired. I want to sleep some more. So can I sleep 15 more minutes, and then you can wake me up, and I'll get up and get ready for school, Dan?" And his mother said, "Okay, I'll give you 15 more minutes for you to sleep. So you go to sleep, and I'm going to set your snooze alarm on your clock radio. And when the alarm goes off, then you got to rise and shine and get up and start getting dressed so that you can go to school and you won't be late." And he said, yeah. And he went back to sleep. And the alarm went off 15 minutes later, and his mother came upstairs, and she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. Time for you to get dressed, because you got to go to school today, don't you know?" And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. I don't want to go to school today." And his mother said, "Well, I don't know what to tell you about that." He's like, "Well, let me sleep 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and I'll go to school." And his mother said, "Okay, I'll set your alarm for 15 more minutes. And then when the alarm goes off, you got to get up and start getting dressed, because otherwise you're going to be late to school." And he goes, yeah. And he goes back to sleep. And then the alarm goes off 15 minutes later, and his mother comes up the stairs, and she hears the alarm. And she says, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up out of bed. You got to get dressed, because you got to go. You got to go to school, don't you know?" And he's like, Mama, I don't want to go to school today. The kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. I don't want to go to school today." And his mother said, "Well, I don't care if the kids don't like you and the teachers talk about you. You got to go to school today, because that's your job. You're the principal." I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there were three construction workers. No, better still, there were three women that were set before a firing squad. It was a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. And the brunette stood before the firing squad. And the sergeant in front of the firing squad said, "Do you have any last words?" And she said, "No, just shoot me and get it over with." And he said, "Okay." He said, "Ready, aim." And she said, "Tornado, tornado, tornado." And everybody ran for shelter, and she got away. And then the sergeant set up his firing squad again. And he had a brunette in front of him. And he asked her if she had any last words. And he said, "No." She said, "No, I don't have no last words. Just blindfold me and get it over with." So he said, "Okay." And he blindfolded her. And then he said, "Ready, aim." And she said, "Tornado, tornado, tornado." And everybody ran for cover. And she got away. Hurricane was the first one. Tornado was the second one. So the lady got away. And then the blonde got ready. They lined her up in front of the firing squad. And she knew that she was listening to the other two ladies. And she knew what to say so she could get away. And she was ready. And they asked her if she had any last words. And she's like, no, I don't have no last words. I'm going to take it like a woman. And I'm going to die with honor. And the sergeant lined his firing squad up. And he said, ready, aim. And she said, fire, fire, fire. Oh. Yeah, I'm G Money, a pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, that's it for my morning jokes to get the radio show going. So now I want to say, now it's time for us to go and take a commercial break, DJ, and play a song and play a clip. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I get to the center divider and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, paying no attention to any oncoming traffic because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother! My friend! Brother! Right? step to the left, brother, step right, brother, step to the left, step right, step to the left, step to the left, step right, step to the left, step to the left, brother, doggy style, brother, doggy style. Doggy style, woo, woo, doggy style, doggy style, woo, woo, doggy style. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp. Hey, baby, think to get down. Want to get down, oh yeah. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Hard fade and Satan to get down. We want to get down. Big brother, serious business. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Brother, big brother. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times. Marching up four times. On two times. On three times. Marching up. Doggy jumped it up. H-I-A. Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A Psi. Or Phi Nu Pi. A crash so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Sci-Fi, Q Dogs, Omega Sci-Fi. Brothers, Sigma Dog Bunny Yard, let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, 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 clap, 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 step, step, step. Get down insane, get down insane, get down insane. Whoa, 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 my beta. Whoa, 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 my beta. Barbados Sigma in the house. Barbados Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered them, we swooped, woo. Ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stork. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. You know, I had a girlfriend that had 3-4 strands of hair on her head. And she put grease in her hair, and she combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her, it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo! Dippity-doo. All right. Well, they had a man that walked into the bar, and he was upset. He told the bartender, I need a triple shot of something strong, because I found my wife in bed with my best friend when I got home. And the bartender said, wow, that's serious. Okay, I'm going to give you a triple shot of gin. And I'm going to give it to you on the house because I know you're upset. So you drink this and you'll feel better. And he got his triple shot of gin and he drank it down. And he told the bartender, he said, yeah, man, I'm just so mad. And the bartender said, yeah, that's pretty interesting that you caught your wife in bed with your best friend. So what did you do with your wife? He said, well, I walked in and I told her to get up and get out of my bed, to pack all of her stuff and to get out of my house. I don't want to see her anymore. I don't ever want to see her again. To go, and I don't never want to see you again. And the bartender said, well, yeah, that's something. That's what I would tell my wife, too. So what'd you do about your best friend? Well, I went over and I looked my best friend in the eyes, and I put my fingers in his face, and I said, bad dog. Bad dog. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Yeah. Well, there was a man that was driving on the highway, and his wife called him, and he answered the car phone, and he talked to his wife, and she said, I want you to be careful coming home, sweetheart, because I'm watching the news, and they say they got somebody driving the wrong way on the freeway. So you got to be careful with yourself while you're coming home from work. And he said, yeah, baby, I'm careful. I'll be on the lookout for somebody driving the wrong way. And he hung up the phone. And then he was driving on the freeway, and he noticed that it wasn't one person, but it was several people, like 100 people, driving the wrong way on the freeway. It was him that was driving the wrong way on the highway. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I want to ask you, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he would look really silly wearing a sweater. Yes, I'm G Money and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, DJ Papa D, play another song and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I went from having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine. Oh, man, I thought I was already fine.
Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have another joke to share with you. There was a man that was driving a speeding car down the highway, and he passed the highway patrolman that was sitting behind a billboard on the freeway, but the highway patrolman was eating his lunch, and so he saw the man speeding on his highway, and he said, hey, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man speeding on his highway. And while he was chasing the man, he thought to himself, he said, I'm going to catch this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding on my highway. And if he gives me a good excuse, then I'm going to let him go. So the highway patrolman turned on his headlight, and he was speeding behind the man that was speeding. And he caught up with the man, and the man pulled over. And he asked him, he said, sir, why are you speeding on my highway? And he said, well, I saw the highway patrol when I passed by the billboard, and I thought about my wife. My wife ran off with a highway patrolman. So I thought about that. And then I looked in the rearview mirror, and I saw the lights come on, and you had turned your red lights on. And I said, oh, no, he's trying to catch up with me because he wants to give my wife back. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, why did a homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Oh, okay. Well, now it's time for me to tell a story. So DJ Papa D, you know, I recorded the story for the listening audience. So now it's time for you to play that story for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more music and more of a show in a minute.
I'm a secondary education teacher in Compton Unified School District. I'm teaching sixth grade, and I've been the teacher for a whole semester, and I've been implementing discipline in my class, and I've been working with the kids, and we've come to an understanding that what I said goes. And my kids have learned that they've been very disciplined and they've been obeying and they've been doing the right thing. And I decided that I wanted to reward them for being good in school. So I had decided that my kids had been very good. So after lunch, I called the pizza company, and I had pizzas delivered to my classroom. And I had gone across the street to the dairy, and I had picked up some bottles of fruit punch. And I brought those into the class with some cups. And so I passed out cups for all the students. And then I had a couple of kids walk around and fill their cups with punch. And then I had kids line up and come up to my desk and get two slices of pizza from the pizza box. And I had five pizzas, giant pizzas, that I had bought for my students. So we had pizza for all of the kids. And while they were in the room eating pizzas, I had gone outside and I was watching the other kids from the other class. They were going to the bathroom and they were coming back and forth into the building. And so I was watching their behavior while they were outside. So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mama had her red hair in two ponytails, and she looked like Pippi Longstocking. And she looked so cute, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And she was the youngest girl in my sixth grade class, so I really looked after her. I really cared for her like she was my special child. And she had come out on the steps of the bungalow to talk to me while I was standing outside watching the other kids running around. And she came out and she was talking to me. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy from the class next door walked out and he went under the bungalow and reached under the steps to my bungalow, and he reached up and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes, and I lost it. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. Well, I was furious, and I said I was going to catch him. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right, and I would slide by him. Because I had street shoes on, and he was running in tennis shoes. So I would slide on by him. And then I'd start running again, and I'd get ready to grab him again, and he'd fake to the left, and I'd slide on by him. And I'd start running again real fast, and I'd get ready to catch him again, and he'd fake to the right. And I'd slide on by, and I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and I was chasing him around the schoolyard, and he ran into the boys' bathroom. And I ran to the door, and I saw he was getting ready to go out the back door. And there were some eighth grade boys that were in the bathroom that were coming out the bathroom. And I said, "Catch him! Catch his little butt!" And they said, "Who?" I said, "There's a sixth grader in there. Catch him. When you get a chance, catch him. Don't let him out the bathroom because I want him bad." And so they went and they caught him in the bathroom and they pulled him out and they gave him to me. And I grabbed him by his head. I took my hands and I squeezed his head like I was trying to flatten his brain. I just squeezed his ears and I picked him up by his head. And I carried him to the principal's office. And while I'm carrying him to the principal's office, he's kicking me in the stomach. He's kicking me in the chest. And I wouldn't let go. I shook him and I held him in the air and I shook him. And I said, "You bad little boy, I'm taking you to the principal. And the principal's going to deal with you." And I took him down the hallway, and he was hollering and screaming as I walked down the hallway. And all the kids were looking out the door, and they were like, "Whoa, Mr. G done got somebody." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm taking your bad butt to the principal. principal. And I walked him all the way to the principal's office. So I'm walking down the hallway, and I got this kid. I'm holding him by his head. I'm squeezing his ears in, trying to flatten his brain, because he just pissed me off. He wet up my little student in her class, and she got an all-white outfit. Now it got punch all over it. I'm upset. And I carry him down the hall, and he's kicking me in the chest, and he's screaming and hollering and making a nuisance of himself. Well, I take him to the office, and I'm saying, I'm taking you to the office, and I hope the principal punishes you by calling your mother or your father, and they give you a good whooping when you get home for acting disciplinary, acting bad in the school and messing with that little girl's cute little outfit. I'm like, man, and he's kicking me and everything, and I'm just furious. So we're going down the hallway, and everybody's looking out the hallway, and they're like, whoa, Mr. G, he got somebody. Whoa, hey, this dude is going to get in trouble. And I go in, and I drop him off at the office, at the principal's office, and I tell the principal, all right, handle him. Deal with him, because he's been bad, and you need to chastise him, punish him for acting bad and for being bad. So I think you should do something to him. And I throw him in the chair in front of the principal's office, and I walk out. And I'm walking back down the hall, and I'm huffing, and I'm puffing, and I'm mad, and I'm done. I could have steam coming out of my nose and out of my ears. I'm just so mad because this kid just really upset me. Plus, he made me chase him. So I'm really mad because he made me chase him all around the school before I caught him. So I'm just furious, and I'm walking back to my classroom where my kids are in there eating pizza and drinking punch, and they're being very good. And I walk down the hall, and this little bad little boy comes running by me. And he's talking about, I didn't get in trouble. The principal didn't do nothing to me. In fact, he gave me a sucker. And I see this kid eating this big old sucker, and I'm like, what? He got rewarded for being bad? I'm like, oh, come on. I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. This is a discipline. This is definitely not the type of school I was raised in, where if you act bad, you get punished. You don't get a reward. You don't get a sucker. And you don't get sent back to class without any discipline. That was ridiculous. I was so mad. I was like, oh. And this little kid just taunted me. He just came by and just stuck his tongue out at me and goes, I didn't get in trouble, and I got a sucker. And I was like, oh, little boy, you are so bad. I just can't believe it. So he went. And I walk back to my class, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to even think about this little boy. And I went back to my class, and my kids were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. They were eating pizza and drinking punch, and they were very quiet and very well behaved, and I was very proud of them. We'll be right back.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, I'm G-Money, I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I don't shower, I don't shave, I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama, I love my dad, I'm G-Money, I can take you there. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money, now you know. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes, and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know.
Thank you.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out of my air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, but before I go, I want to acknowledge all of the birthdays for all of the fans and my friends that have followed my radio show. So today is November 11th, 2022. So I want to recognize all the people that are celebrating their birthday today. So God's given you the blessings to be alive today. So I want to recognize the goodness in your heart to be alive and kicking on today for your birthday. So DJ Papa D, can we recognize the birthdays for any of my fans or my friends that are celebrating their birthday today? And we'll be back after.
Put another cat on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake.
Put another candle
on my birthday cake. I'm another.
We're not going nowhere.
I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Party on my birthday cake. All righty. Let's see who has a birthday on today, November 14th, 2022. Happy birthday to Michelle Lindsay. Happy birthday to Rodney Sparks, who's 57 years young. Happy birthday to Joe Neil Rell. Happy birthday to wearing her blue and white. Happy birthday to Kimberly Butler Gatling, also wearing her blue and white. Happy birthday to Latrice Davis, 42 years young. Happy birthday to Brian J. Thompson. Like he's 40 for purple and gold, 42 years young. Happy birthday to Jarrell Davis, 51 years young. Happy birthday to Kimberly Nelson Thompson. Happy birthday to Robert Blackwell Jr., 40 years young. Happy birthday, Nimrod Westcott. And last but not least, happy birthday to LaVie Lowry. She's 33 years old. And that's it for the birthdays. And for everyone celebrating their birthday today, November 14th, 2022.
Well, all right then. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on November 14th, 2022. Well, God's graciousness has blessed you and allowed you to live as long as you have. And I hope you have the Lord and Savior in your heart to be blessed for eternity. For life after death is a good thing. And you can live with the blessing that God has given you. So, I want to sing a happy birthday song to you and wish you well on your birthday today. And the song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have greetings for good days today and better days tomorrow. May you have good gracious, good blessings in your life for your birthday eternally. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, people. I want you to have the best of birthdays. May you have good presents and get some good gifts today on your birthday. May you celebrate with the best of your friends and your family. And may you live in the royalty of God and the honor of our Lord and Savior. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Oh,
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.